Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of United We Fall. Once again, this is the unholy unity between Muslims and Christians, which Muslims have been seeking since they came to America long time ago, over 50, 60 years ago, because they know the only way they can take over America is simply use the liberal church. And they already got the liberal church, so now they're moving to use the conservative church to take the approval for their existence in America. It is the most dangerous dialogue which can ever take place in our life here in America in the 21st century. You see, years ago, it was easy for Muslims to invade the Middle East world, the 57 Muslim countries. Why? Because Muslims have the advantage, the military advantage, and the power to be able to invade the neighboring country. But after World War I and World War II and the modern weapons which the people of the West were able to invent, they were able, the Westerners, to control the entire earth. And now the Muslims are realizing that they cannot fight, they cannot take over the West through war, as it was the tradition and as it was the history of Islam in the last 1400 years. So the devil, Allah, is actually leading the Muslims to do the old trick, the trick which he has accomplished in the Garden of Eden, when the devil carried the dialogue with Eve through the serpent. This dialogue is known to be interfaith meeting, meet your Muslim neighbor meeting, love your Muslim neighbor, and on with the different titles for the same problem, the unholy dialogue. And the Muslims believe that if they can pretend to be the nice, the loving, the peaceful people, they can not only infiltrate the church in America, but they can take over the entire country. Believe me, my friends, I know this from experience. For the last 19 years or so, as I travel all over America to do my teaching, to do my seminars, not once in all these years did the Muslims go by themselves to protest my meeting. But they always use some liberals or some other groups, even some little kids from college, to protest my meetings. Muslims cannot take over America by war because they do not have the upper hand. They do not have the weapons to destroy the West. They cannot take over the West on their own. That's why they need the liberals. They needed even the conservative to paint themselves in that great picture. And that is exactly what is going on in America today through the interfaith meetings. As we will see in this study, they are not using the word interfaith. As you will hear the Imam Omar Suleiman, as he says with a slip of the tongue, you, he meant evangelical churches, Baptist churches, do not like interfaith meeting phrase. But trust me, what he was doing in this meeting is simply an interfaith meeting. Because what do people do in interfaith meeting except sit and talk and have so much agreement about almost every propaganda teaching by the Muslims, or even when the truth by the Christian is told, Muslims pretend to be in agreement, but in reality, they are not. And once again, the Muslims of the West are doing all these meetings, holding all these dialogues for the hope of infiltrating the West, as they would like to paint Islam in a beautiful picture. And the proof of that is very simple. Why, throughout the 57 Muslim countries in the world today, do we not have these interfaith meetings? Muslims do not entertain such meetings in Egypt, in Saudi Arabia, in Iraq, in Syria, in Afghanistan or Pakistan, not in Sudan, not in Libya or Tunisia or Algeria or Morocco or any of the 57 Muslim countries in the world. This is because they know we, the Christians in the Middle East, have got their number. They know we, the Christian, cannot be deceived by any propaganda talk because we actually see the actions of the Muslims openly. But here in America and all over the West, Muslims pretend to be what they are not, and they are deceiving even the conservative churches, as we will see in our study here. United we fall. In our last program, the Muslim young lady Cynthia introduced the moderator Kevin Singer, and today let us move on with our study to listen to the introduction which was given by Hunter Lee to the Christian preacher J.D. Greer, and then we will look at the introduction of Imam Omar Suleiman by Cynthia. First, let us listen to the introduction of J.D. Greer.
Next, I'd like to introduce J.D. Greer. J.D. Greer is currently the pastor of the Summit Church here in the Raleigh-Durham area. Under J.D.'s leadership, he's grown the church from over 300 members to one with over 12,000 members over 12 campuses. Also, J.D. Finished his Ph.D. at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, where he wrote on the presentation of the gospel in the early church and Islamic theology. He also is the 62nd president of the Southern Baptist Convention. I'd love to welcome J.D. to the stage at this time.
So now we ask a question. Who is Pastor J.D. Greer? He's a Southern Baptist minister. He's a Baptist minister of the Summit Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. He is a successful minister because he simply grew a church from 300 members to 12,000 members over 12 campuses. And here I must say, wow, what a great successful minister. I wonder how many churches in America had followed his leading to do the same. And here I must confess to you, 19 years ago when I started this ministry, the Straight Way of Grace ministry, I thought that the mega church in America would be the first church who will be calling me, because I know how important it is to have this big church, not only to learn about Islam, but to launch great ministries towards the Muslims of America and the whole world. I mean, who would think that a mega church in America would not be welcoming people like me so they can learn the truth about Islam, to truly bring ministers out of this church to minister to the Muslim people in their community? But surprise, surprise, what I found out last 19 years was actually the opposite. The bigger the church, the slimmer the chance for somebody like me to speak in it. As a matter of fact, the mega churches in America welcomed Muslim speakers like Zudi Jasser, who spoke in Rick Warren Church in California, which is a mega church of over 30,000 members. Not once, not twice, but at least I know for sure five times. And that is the problem, my dear friends in America. Some mega churches are not interested in the truth. Most mega churches are a place for entertainment. Most mega churches will not start the ministry to the Muslim people. And sadly, some mega churches are bringing Muslim speakers who are brainwashing their people with the hogwash propaganda of Islam, like those who are so-called moderate Muslims all over America. What else do we know about Pastor J.D. Greer? We know that he holds a Ph.D. from the Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. He was also the 62nd president of the Southern Baptist Convention in the year 2018. What is so amazing about the Southern Baptist Church, which I belong to, that I've been noticing lately that we're moving to the left one step at a time. For example, in the year 2017, which was the year before J.D. Greer became a president, the Southern Baptists blessed the Muslims of America by allowing them to build mosques all over America, which I believe to be one of the greatest error the Southern Baptist denomination has ever committed. And I don't even know why in the world we, the Southern Baptists, get involved in this issue. As I said, and I repeat again, do the ministers who voted yes, we allow the Muslims to build a mosque in America, have a clue what Muslims believe? Have they ever read the Quran? Did they learn anything about the teaching of Muhammad and the Sunnah of Muhammad? Do they know why Muslims would love to build a mosque in America? My friends, that decision to allow Muslims to build mosques in America is a result of the ignorance of such leaders of our denomination. Because any person with logic or common sense who understands why Muslims are here in America and why Muslims would love to build Islamic centers or mosques all over America should never vote yes to allow Muslims to do such a thing. And the other thing which is more important, why do we even talk about that subject? If every member of the Southern Baptist Church, all the millions of the believers in the Southern Baptist Church, with their pastors, with their deacons and elders, voted no, we will never allow Muslims to build a mosque in America. Will they ever be able to stop the building of one mosque in America? The answer is absolutely no. Nobody in America will be able to make that decision or force the Muslims to close one mosque or force the Muslims not to build one mosque in America. Once again, this foolish decision by the Southern Baptist Convention was because they were lacking knowledge. As the scripture foretold, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So I do not know why in the world do we get ourselves involved in such decisions.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
Obviously, those who said it's okay for Muslims to build a mosque in America because of the freedom of religion, and that is a great evidence that they are ignorant of Islam, because Islam is not a religion. And in Islam, there is no freedom of religion. Ask the Muslims. What happened when a Muslim man or a woman leaves Islam? Say, become a Christian or a Jew or an atheist. The answer is very simple. He or she must be put to death. So if the cult of Islam, which is a savage cult, does not have freedom of religion, why do we allow the Muslims in America to use our freedom of religion to destroy our country? And as I said in the past, I repeat again, today Muslims are killing their own people for leaving Islam, and tomorrow they will be killing our own children for not accepting Islam, because that is one of the greatest foundations of the existence of the cult of Islam. So now we have the following president, J.D. Greer, meeting with the head of the serpent, the Muslim Imam Omar Suleiman. And who is Omar Suleiman? He is there in that meeting to speak on the behalf of the MSA, the Muslim Student Association. And if you have not heard our previous broadcast, let me give you a quick summary of who MSA is. They are a Muslim brotherhood who hate Israel, who are supporters of Hamas and Hezbollah, and they are giving millions of dollars here from America to the Muslim jihadi of the Middle East to help them to kill the Jews in Israel. That is a quick summary to what MSA stands for. They are not, as they claim to be, a common organization like any other Muslim organization in America. They are a jihadi organization. And how in the world do we allow the Muslims of America, the jihadi of America, to have a dialogue with the leaders of our churches? What a shameful day. And I will prove it to you as we go on our study to tell you that this was one of the biggest mistakes. As we have shared with you in our brief study about Dr. James White in his interfaith meetings with Imam Yasser Qadhi, it is the same circle. Here it is, repeated again in this Veritas Forum, in this so-called Truth Forum. And trust me, before we even get into our study, let me say it once again. There is no truth have ever been told by any Muslim in America, especially the leaders of the Muslim Jihad organization, who are filled with deception as they follow the teaching of their Allah, who is known by the word of the Quran to be the best deceiver. Only God knows what the future will hold for the next Southern Baptist president. I am telling you, if we continue to walk down this road, we will have a very terrible future, as we will see many of those who claim to be scholars of Islam, who know nothing about Islam, meet and continue to carry this dialogue, this dangerous dialogue, to bring unity between the Muslims of America and those who are so-called conservative Christian of America. And this unity will bring nothing but the destruction of the church and America. And sadly, even the Muslims themselves will die without knowing the truth about Islam or Christ, and they will spend their eternity in a place which is called hell. I know that DJ Greer has spent some years of his life serving in a majority Muslim country. But like most our Southern Baptist missionaries who are serving in the Muslim world, many of them have not even read the Quran, or they know a little about Islam, and their ministry in the Muslim world has not brought any fruit, as I have seen them in the Muslim world, in the Muslim field. Many of them who spent 10, 20, and 30 years and have never led a Muslim to Christ. It doesn't matter how many books you write about Islam, because sadly, many of these books which I have read, written by those who are Americans, they were simply copying information which is told by the Muslims without truth whatsoever about what Muslims believe and what Muslims are hoping to accomplish in America and around the world. Once again, I believe Pastor J.D. Greer has made a big error by having that interfaith meeting, even though they will not call it interfaith meeting, with that Muslim imam or with any other Muslim imam. And I will show you from our study how weak his knowledge about Islam is and how many errors he has made throughout this dialogue, which is once again no different than the dialogue which took place in the garden between the serpent and Mother Eve. Now let's move on, my friends, to the second most important speaker, Imam Omar Suleiman, as we'll hear how Cynthia introduced him to her Muslim audience and to the rest of the crowd in this forum.
Alrighty. And of course, finally, I will be introducing our last speaker. How many of you guys are here for Sheikh Omar Suleiman? All right, Imam Omar Suleiman is one of the most well-known and admired Muslim leaders in America. He's the founder and president of Yaqeen Institute for Islamic Research, which aims to establish conviction in the hearts and minds of Muslims and battle the false notions that underlie anti-Muslim bigotry and extremism. Omar recently served as a congressional guest chaplain and delivered the opening prayer in the U.S. House of Representatives. In addition to his work at Yaqeen Research Institute, Omar teaches courses on Islamic studies at the Southern Methodist University. He's the resident scholar at Valley Ranch Islamic Center and co-chair emeritus of Faith Forward Dallas at Thanksgiving Square, which brings people of different faiths together to serve the North Texas community. Omar has a bachelor's in Islamic law, a master's in Islamic finance, a master's in political history, and wait for it, is currently completing a PhD in Islamic thought and civilization. So thank you so much, Imam Omar Suleiman.
Yes, indeed, my friends. Imam Omar is a famous imam, but sadly, not too many of the Americans know him or even heard of him. And even myself, when I went online to search about him, to hear some of his teaching, some of his sermons, he was well put aside to fulfill the Muslim jihadis' goal of infiltrating America without any problem. In simple words, he was groomed for such time as this. Here he is in America from the Muslim world of the Middle East for the purpose of deceiving the ministers like Pastor J.D. Greer and the rest of the naive American to believe in Islam to be what it is not. Even though, as we will look at his credentials, he is a very smart man and he knows everything any Muslim imam need to know about Islam. If you go online and watch his videos, you will realize that he never read verses from the Quran, which are controversial. He will never read a verse about jihad. He will never read a verse about killing. He will never read verse about hate. As we know that these verses are written in abundance throughout the pages of the Quran. Why? Because the Muslim jihadis set him apart once again to do exactly what he is doing and to continue on our study of United We Fall. Please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.